access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here, and of course our guest is Joel Skousen from World Affairs Brief. Joel, how are you this afternoon?
I'm just fine. I hope you can hear me. I've got a fairly marginal cell phone connection here, but we'll do our best.
Well, I tell you what, marginal cell phone connection is better than no cell phone connection at all. So you go right ahead. What are we going to talk about this afternoon?
Well, I'm putting together the World Affairs Brief for tomorrow, and got lots of stories coming out. The secret report by the International Red Cross indicting the U.S. government with accusations of torture. One of my main stories is on Goldman Sachs, why they rule the world financially and why their people show up in high government positions with regularity. The first topic is why both McCain and Obama are courting the radical Hispanic vote. You know, both candidates have made major campaign stops at La Raza gatherings. This is the radical Hispanic group that wants to take America back from Mexico. In July, and of course, La Raza in Spanish means the race. This obviously has racial overtones, and the press never says anything about that. In July, McCain made three separate appearances before Hispanic groups alone. Last week, he spoke to La Raza, where Obama had earlier said the Latino community holds the election in its hands. Well, it doesn't. It is a factor, but not a deciding one. Hispanics are about 14.5% of the U.S. population, but they only constitute 7% of the registered voters, mainly because so many are illegal and cannot vote. And Latinos don't vote in high percentages either, and they're concentrated in New York, Illinois, and California, which are out of the reach of McCain anyway, so why is he courting that vote? Hispanics in Florida are different than the radical La Raza groups. They tend to be much more pro-American, stemming from the anti-Cuban movement. And Texas Hispanics will probably vote for McCain anyway due to the Bush influence. But I think that the reason we have both candidates courting the Hispanic vote is that they both are globalists, playing a role on either side of the political spectrum. But as we see, clearly they're trying to buy in, and they will both buy into this multicultural agenda of the globalists that want to increase Mexican percentages in the United States, to water down conservative votes, and to change the political spectrum of the United States, as well as force upon us and a merger of the three countries after they flood this country with illegal immigrants. And that's why they aren't shutting down the borders.
Absolutely, you're absolutely right. And that's why, of course, they've consistently opposed any effort to have English as the official language of the United States. And there's nothing that irritates me more than calling into some company and they say, well, now, do you want the message in English or in Spanish? And they give a little blurb in Spanish. And this is a conscious effort to divide our country. That's what it's about. That's why they oppose an English, only a language for America, because these people behind the scenes really hate America, and I suspect, of course, Obama and McCain go right along with that agenda.
Well, you know, it's just like if you look at what Canada happened. They had, the Canadian province there in Montreal for many years, and now it's become mandated that they print everything in two different languages, even though it's a small percentage that speaks French in Canada. Now, there's nothing wrong with having your own language, province, etc., but where the rest of the country is a majority, it's not appropriate to... And, of course, you know, the French Canadians go back clear to the beginning of the history of where they were a major role in Canada, and the Mexicans were not a major role other than the fact that we conquered the land, and there was wrongs on both sides in that regard. But be that as it may, we know that everywhere in the world that the establishment has or finds ethnic conflict, such as in Serbia or in Israel. They use that conflict to foment globalist intervention, and that's what I think that we're heading for. You know, it's interesting, Dr. Stan, to watch Obama as he goes around the nation. The wall-to-wall media coverage he's getting is like a rock star. They follow his every move. John McCain, of course, is much less photogenic and well-spoken, and so he's not getting the press. But I do think they intend to elect Obama. The press is just fawning all over him and huge entourages. But it's interesting how he is quickly disappointing any of those on the Democrats that thought he was really going to stop this war. You know, he is playing up to both sides wherever he goes in the Middle East. In Israel, he's pandering to the Israeli lobby and the Israeli government, you know, doing all the particular things that show him as a you know, pro-Israeli person. Now, while I am pro-Israel in terms of its right to exist, I am not pro-Israel in terms of its government. Its government is globalist and is feigning being a right-wing government, just as our own Republican government is not a true Republican nor conservative government. But it's got to be very obvious to the Democrats that Obama is quickly shifting to the same center, middle ground that all of the globalist candidates do, and he will continue to court that side and change and take on advisors. I'm doing a piece next week on all the advisors of Obama, and it reads like a who's who list of the CFR.
You're absolutely right. But then, of course, I believe both of them, since we know that John McCain is a member of the CFR and the people who surround Obama come from the CFR, we really don't have much choice. They're all globalists. They're all dedicated to the destruction of the sovereignty of our nation.
Indeed they are. You know, part of that takedown of America is done with the insider connections between so many people involved in big government, and they've taken years to cultivate these relationships, and now every major corporation that wants to get ahead in this world has to get involved and get in bed with government and get their people highly placed within government, pay millions for lobbyists who are former congressmen who have insider access to government. I mean, the wheels of government are greased with insider access. Nothing's more symptomatic of this than Goldman Sachs. If we study this, we get a legacy of the insider financial control that they operate. You know, you can go back and you can look in a lesser sense at Citibank, J.P. Morgan. They've all had people that rise to the top in government powers. But Stephen Foley of the UK Independent did an excellent piece this week on Goldman Sachs. What he reports, of course, is only from what we know publicly, which is a lot. The actual and direct collusion between government and insider financial firms is always secret. That is the, you know, talks and how much collusion that goes on. But we can tell much by the incestuous relationship indicated by this constant or continual revolving door between these two centers of power, the financial and the government. He starts out and says, if there's anything weird in the financial world, who are you going to call? Goldman Sachs. He says, the government involved in a firefight against the credit market is calling in another crisis buster from the illustrious investment firm, this time Goldman's most senior banker to financial industry clients, Ken Wilson. It's an old boy network that has created a revolving door between the firm and public office, greased by the mountains of money the company is generating, even today as its peers buckle and fall. Now, this is a very interesting comment because so many of the other companies are going down. I mean, Bear Stearns was an insider company. You know, Countrywide was an insider company. They're going down. They were part of the mortgage debacle, and they get taken down. But, you know, it's another insider company, Bank of America, that takes over. Government itself is semi-taking over Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. J.P. Morgan was allowed to gobble up Bear Stearns at pennies on the dollar. And so it's kind of one insider bank takes over another, and they shift people around. Obviously, you know, a lot of the employees are let go who they employ, unless worthy of being protected. He comments that the 61-year-old Mr. Wilson has already proved influential in deals to recapitalize and reorganize some of America's big banks. George Bush picked up the phone this month, partly at the instigation of his Treasury Secretary, Hank Paulson, and together with Mr. Bush's chief of staff, Josh Bolten, who's a former Goldman Sachs, these three old boys from the major investment house, you know, are running this whole bailout of the economy. Goldman.
Joel, are you there? Joel, are we losing you at the present time? Joel, are you there? Well, it sounds to me like we've lost Joel at least temporarily. We'll hope we can get him back again. Joel, is there? But Joel? Perhaps we can get him back again. Anyway, of course, ladies and gentlemen, you must understand that Goldman Sachs and the banking industries have really controlled our government. When I went back to Yale University, and this was about 1980, and I went to the records of Colonel House at Sterling Library, and I spent many weeks there going through Colonel House's papers, and there I found a letter from Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the President of the United States, to Colonel House. It was written about 1933, and he said, as you and I both know, Colonel, why the financial interests and large centers have owned the United States government since the days of Andrew Jackson, and I'm not excluding W.W., referring to, of course, Woodrow Wilson. Here's the President of the United States in 1933, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, saying that these financial centers, these people that work in the financial centers, have owned the United States government. He's the President of the United States, and yet this is the reality of what goes on. And a very, very small group of people have controlled our country for a good long period of time. Well, if we don't get Joel back, we're going to have to do open lines, because I don't have anything to talk about for 40 minutes. Our number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. And please pray that we get Joel back here, because he has some fascinating things to tell us. And I'd like to hear what he has to say about Goldman Sachs.
Black Mercury purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Mercury purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Mercury elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you still think that $4 a gallon at the gas pump is your worst problem in this country? Bank failures, rising food prices, and an ever-weakening dollar are only the beginning of a much larger crisis. Why have America's politicians abandoned the rule of law in favor of the rule of men? The majority of this nation's elected officials have become drunk on the power and illusion of authority that only lawless men and women seek. They no longer strive to protect American ideals, but rather they have abandoned the very rulebook that they have sworn an oath to defend. Will the American people let these crimes go unpunished? Do the American people even understand the crimes that have been committed? Where does it stop? Washington, You're Fired is a film about true change in D.C. with true solutions to our everyday problems. We invite you to get your copy today. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com. Understanding what has happened is key to fixing our problems. Visit WashingtonYou'reFired.com and understand true change today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Well, I'm Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and suddenly our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen, who's back with us again. Let's hope that the cell phone holds up. Go right ahead, Joel.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. We're talking about the list of Goldman Sachs insiders that have moved up into major positions in government. One of them is Duncan Niederauer. He's the one who, as they pushed out, actually it was Hank Paulson that helped push out Dick Grosso as chairman of the New York Stock Exchange and replaced him with one of his insiders, Duncan Niederauer. Obviously, there's others like John Corzine, former co-chief executive of Goldman, went into full-time politics in 1999. He kind of lost an internal power struggle within the company's stock market flotation problems in 1999, so they bought him out, and he went on to be governor of New Jersey and then the U.S. Senate. He spent $62 million of his own money on that, which was garnered from his Halcon days in Goldman. Joshua Bolden, President Bush's chief of staff since 2006. Robert Rubin, U.S. Treasury the Secretary on Bill Clinton. Of course, Hank Paulson, now U.S. Treasury Secretary under Bush. Jim Cramer's one of the most influential stock pundits in the U.S., routinely moves share prices by what he says on television about them. I mean, these people are everywhere. Robert Zoellick, for example, he was never an economist or a financial insider. He's an example of someone in government who gets hired out at six figures by Goldman Sachs or other companies when they're between jobs in government. And this is a crucial example of how insiders with no investment experience are, quote, hired to keep them in status and money until the powers that be can find another slot for them. Insider companies who do this kind of revolving door hiring are always deep into the heart of government collusion. And it includes insurance companies and places like Halliburton, you know, who hired Dick Cheney after he was out. He didn't have any experience in the oil and gas industry. And so this is an indication that these companies that do this are part of a collusion with government. And it even reaches internationally. Mario Draghi, the head of the Italian Central Bank, used to work for Goldman Sachs. And then he went to the World Bank and other places. Malcolm Turnbull, treasurer for the Liberal Party in Australia. He's one of the fastest rising politicians in Australia. He was in a Goldman Sachs employee as well. So these people, you know, have a lot of reach. Now, it's the same thing for big companies like Coca-Cola. you know, we find all over the world they end up hiring globalists and bring them up in their executives, like you know, the president of Mexico was an employee of Coca-Cola, and these big international firms often provide themselves as stepping stones for these people who are rising within the establishment.
Well, there's just a little clique of people who just sort of run things from behind the scenes, and Goldman Sachs is an important part of that that cadre.
Well, they're obviously one of the most important ones in the plunge protection team. I mean, anybody who can be making billions at the same time that other insider investment banks are losing their shirts means that they knew that something was coming and positioned themselves, you know, to get out of the way of this mortgage crisis. So in other news, Dr. Stan, I wanted to talk about the secret Red Cross report on torture. The International Red Cross often makes deals with the devil in order to get access to troubled areas in the world. In order to gain access to U.S. prisoners, the Red Cross agreed to keep any findings secret and share them only with our own government. Fortunately, that report was leaked, and its indictment of U.S. methods is very, very disturbing. It categorically labeled U.S. enhanced interrogation techniques as torture, and it also warned that those who authorized these methods could be guilty of war crimes under the Geneva Convention. Well, that is apparently what spurned the Justice Department Office of Legal Counsel with John Yoo to write this memo and other justifications of harsh interrogation techniques. This was done to assure vulnerable agents who would use torture that such actions would not be constitute or not did not constitute torture, and also to shield, mostly to shield, those who were responsible from prosecution.
But of course, that defense didn't work in Nuremberg. I don't know why it would have worked before the World Court.
Well, we'll see. You know, it's controlled as well.
Amen. Well, we're going to be back here in just a minute with Joel. And, of course, there is no justification for torture. What's happened to the soul of America? I used to be proud to be an American, and when I read what they've been doing, why, I mean, I really fear, of course, God is going to bring his judgment on this once great Christian nation.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Have you ever suffered from Giardia, food poisoning, heavy metal poisoning, arthritis, fatigue, or high cholesterol? Maybe you're one of the 75 million Americans that the Center for Disease Control reports is suffering from internal parasites. If so, Freshwater Organics is proud to introduce you to a million-year-old miracle that has been used all over the world by health-conscious individuals seeking alternatives to chemicals and drugs. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, is a 100% natural, organic product with absolutely no additives. When taken daily, it is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Many believe it is the key to a healthy digestive tract. To find an FPP distributor near you, or to buy it now online, go to www.freshwaterorganics.com. You can also call toll-free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, and our guest this afternoon is Joel Skousen. But before we go on, Joel, I'd like you to go ahead and tell our listeners how they can get information on subscribing to World Affairs Brief.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. The World Affairs Brief is my weekly internet publication where I try to supply the things left out of the news. It comes out every Friday, and there is a modest subscription price. If people would like a free sample issue to decide whether or not they would like to subscribe, they can email me at editor@worldaffairsbrief.com, and I'll be happy to send them a copy. If they forget how to do that, they can go to worldaffairsbrief.com, and it gives a summary of the current World Affairs Brief on the front page and tells them how to order a free sample right there on the front page. There's lots of interesting things on the website as well that are free, including a daily rundown of the top news stories, as well as archival material on many of the cover-ups our government has been involved in to keep people from knowing the truth about their agendas, both globalist drug dealing and fomenting and using terrorism and conflict creation to change American opinions.
And I certainly recommend the website. I recommend the World Affairs Brief, which I read regularly every week when it comes. So go right ahead, Joel.
Well, we're talking about the secret Red Cross report that was leaked. Jane Meyer, investigative reporter for the New York Times, has a new book out, The Dark Side, the inside story of how the war on terror turned into a war on American ideals. And in essence, she goes through and talks about how she took the title of the book from Vice President Dick Cheney's comments he made on Meet the Press after September 11, when he said, "We have to work the dark side, if you will. We're going to spend time in the shadows of the intelligence world. A lot of what needs to be done here will have to be done quietly without any discussion, using sources and methods that are available only to our intelligence agencies." Of course, he was hinting at torture, and as part of this war on terror, the first time in history the United States has sanctioned government officials to physically and psychologically torment American-held captives, making torture the official law of the land. There's a lot about this report that is not getting mainstream news coverage, but certainly Jane Meyer's book is going a long way to open up this subject to those who have a chance to read it. It really is excellent. The CIA also warned that up to a third of the prisoners at Guantanamo may have been imprisoned by mistake. She said the CIA warned the government about that. They sent an expert down to Guantanamo in the summer of 2002 to figure out what was going on. Understand why we're not getting better intelligence out of these detainees. And he was an Arab speaker and an expert in Islamic fundamentalism. He interviewed a number of the detainees, and he came back saying, bad news, the reason that we're not getting any better intelligence is they've been locked up by mistake. A lot of these people are innocent.
And of course, what a horrible thing it is to think that we were torturing innocent people who could have had nothing to say. And I hope that listeners will think of their screams in their minds. I mean, there's a screaming and saying, "We, I don't know anything." and they continue the torture mandated and allowed by the people at the highest levels of our government. What's happened to the soul of America? And where's the outcry from our Christian ministers? Why, it's deafening in its silence.
You know, one day detainee was said that he was a school teacher and he'd given somebody a bad grade, and that person he'd flunked later on in life pointed him out and accused him of being a terrorist. He was rounded up by American forces. All kinds of stories like that, you know, personal vendettas. And, of course, there are serious people who are serious suspects down there, but they're all mixed in together, and there is no process of screening these people. The Americans, because they have abused these people from the time that they were captured, are afraid to let them go, afraid to let them tell their story, because they will talk about American torture.
Of course, you know, basically this is the same thing that happened in Vietnam with Operation Phoenix, where we killed somewhere between 20,000 and 60,000 people. I don't know how many they killed, but they tortured these people, and they were simply turned in by people who didn't like them and said, oh, they're sympathetic with the Viet Cong. And that story of Operation Phoenix has never been told to the American people.
Well, and there's the story of Abu Zubaydah, who says that... you know, first of all, the FBI interviewed him, and he didn't really have anything to say. The FBI was trying to build rapport to them and appeared friendly to them. And then the CIA came and intervened and said they wanted to have him. And the CIA, of course, had invented a whole new way of interrogating people. They took him off and put him through all kinds of things, including a dog cage where he was locked up. He described it being covered with wet towels. He could hardly breathe. He was in there for 24 hours. His wounds, when he was captured, were then reopened by his torturers. He was waterboarded repeatedly. You know, what did he tell them? He said all kinds of things. He says, we were forced to lie because... you know, that was the only way to stop the torture. So we would admit to anything in order to get the torture to stop. And, of course, he was first questioned by the FBI, and when the FBI saw what was going on and how the CIA intended to treat him, they withdrew because they were afraid that they would be charged with criminal malfeasance. And, in fact, one of the FBI agents told headquarters he thought the CIA interrogator should be arrested. And it was, of course, at one of these undisclosed locations where Abu Zubaydah was being held by the CIA. And the FBI said suddenly a psychologist showed up, and the FBI's reaction was, who is this person? His name turned out to be James Mitchell. He's a contractor with Mitchell and Jensen, a psychology firm that is assigned to the SEER schools. These are S-E-R-E, which is Survival Evasion and escape schools for military personnel. I went through a rudimentary form of that when I was a pilot during Vietnam. But now they've kind of changed it into reverse engineering the techniques that they use to, you know, these psychologists were trained in the techniques the Chinese communists and the Russians used to torture people and the Vietnamese. And now they've reverse engineered this, and these same psychologists are advising the CIA on how to break people down, and they have tests that they've done with electric shocks with dogs and electrocuting them in random ways to break their will to resist. And it's a theory called learned helplessness. And it's a very evil process when you have these kinds of people defending them as psychologists. And in fact, this was a major piece of controversy at the American Psychological Convention in San Francisco. There was a debate. There was a moratorium being proposed so that no psychologist who was a member of the APA could be involved in coercive interrogations. And Amy Goodwin of Democracy Now! Went down to attend there and see that these real higher-ups in the APA were against this moratorium. They wanted to continue psychologist presence in coercive interrogations. So our Army Colonel Larry James, a psychologist, was flown up from Guantanamo. He's the chief psychologist there, member of the APA governing body, and so, you know, he was opposing the moratorium. James said, so under no conditions, with myself, or any of these psychologists you see here today in the uniforms that they wear representing our country would ever support anything that allows torture or inhumane treatment. Thirdly and lastly, he said, if we remove psychologists from this front in any capacity whatsoever, innocent people are going to die, innocent people are going to get hurt. Interestingly, right after his speech, another psychologist got up. Her name was Dr. Laura Wagner of Dallas, and she shot back, if psychiatrists have to be there in order to keep detainees from being killed and hurt, then those conditions are so horrendous that the only moral and ethical thing to do is to protest by leaving. So it's very obvious that this Larry James, this colonel, was justifying and covering up for what the U.S. was doing.
Well, you know, Chris, I wonder how many people have been tortured to death. I do remember the story of an Iraqi Air Force, a general who had gone to a local police station and asked what had happened to his sons, and they got hold of him, and an American tortured him to death. And after he tortured him to death, he said, see, I didn't mean for him to die. And so what happened? They had a trial. Why, of course, the American was exonerated, and the courtroom broke out in cheers and applause as they exonerated the man who tortured for 3 or 4 or 5 days an Iraqi Air Force general that tortured him to death and said, oh, shucks, I didn't mean to do it.
Well, there's also the Iraqi military figure, Manadel al-Jamadi, who was completely healthy the night before. He was picked up by the U.S. military and the CIA by morning. He was dead, and according to the coroner's report, while he was being interrogated, in particular by the CIA, he was hung in a position that the coroner described as being crucified, and he suffocated and he died. The interrogators had broken several of his ribs. He couldn't breathe, and he couldn't breathe in that position. And, of course, you know, President Bush was assuring the American people in one of his speeches that the interrogation techniques that he has authorized are safe. Certainly it wasn't safe for Manadel al-Jamadi, and there were a number of other homicides that have been investigated by the CIA and passed on to the Justice Department for possible prosecution, but nothing has ever come of them, and the reports that they made have all been classified and never been released.
So you wonder why they're classified. Are we trying to keep Osama bin Laden from knowing what we're doing, or is it they do not want the American people to know the truth, that we've become a totally corrupt nation with corrupt
That's
leadership
right.
at the highest levels of our government, and they're getting off scot-free because we have a corrupt court system?
So this is very sad, Dr. Stan, that we have this situation in our country, and I, like you, am embarrassed when I go overseas now. You see a different attitude towards Americans. Americans looked upon as suspect, as idiots, because they have a president who is an idiot. At least the Europeans think so. He's a bumbling fool. He's the person who authorizes torture. And in any case, the ugly American is truly becoming true because of our leaders. But, you know, they're also pushing upon us global warming scam. We hear that every day on television. It's talked about as a fact. It's as bad as the propaganda about evolution always being promulgated. But it's interesting, there's been a major turn. The American Physical Society, an organization of 50,000 physicists, have reversed its stance on climate change and is now proclaiming that many of its members disbelieve in human-induced global warming. So that's a major breakthrough. You know, Art Robinson, one of the primary scientists who has compiled and accumulated petitions of thousands of scientists to object to this, have not been given any media whatsoever. And so this announcement doesn't have much media coverage as well.
You know, I think if anybody doesn't believe that the media is controlled, you just have to watch television and watch, you know, read our newspapers and magazines and realize that everybody is on the Al Gore bandwagon. I mean, there's none of our major media that's out there saying, hey, look, there are two sides to this issue. Maybe we ought to explore it. Maybe the polar bears aren't becoming extinct. Maybe, of course, humanity has nothing to do with what's going on as far as this cyclical global warming that's underway. But all of the media is on the other side, which means, of course, that if we do not have an open-minded media, in fact, if you work for the media and you want to bring out the truth, your job is going to be gone. You're not going to be working. If you tell the truth and you're a reporter, that's the end of your profession.
That's right. This is a real case where no one dares speak against the party line that the global warming is. I mean, every industry is involved, and big car companies and their advertising. Everything comes out about global warming now, and it's just an avalanche, a tidal wave of propaganda that is hard to stop once it gets started. Last subject I want to cover is about the Iranian talks that have completed. More evidence has surfaced this week that the U.S. was just going through the motions in their, quote, breakthrough talks with Iran. White House spokesman Dana Perino and State Department spokesman Sean McCormick both described the position, the participation of William Burns as a one-time offering, meaning ultimatum. And he didn't even say anything. He was just there to pretend that the United States was making a change in improving its diplomacy with Iran. McCormick said that no further meetings were planned unless Iran suspends its uranium enrichment program. When a reporter asked McCormick whether or not he could flatly state that it was Bush's policy to refuse to sit down with the Iranians unless they stopped the enrichment program completely, McCormick made no effort to nuance his answer when he said, "This is our policy." Again, as I've made it at this point, there's no need to negotiate anything if, as a precondition to talks, our government requires that Iran completely capitulate on the only issue of controversy, which is uranium enrichment. Now, it's interesting that former presidential handlers Brent Scowcroft and Zbigniew Brzezinski, both are globalists feigning to be against the current globalist position, said this week that the U.S. must give up this precondition. These men are positioning themselves to advise the upcoming Democratic administration under Barack Obama. And finally, Linda Hurd of Online Journal said, "The chronically naive might be tempted to believe that Washington has packed away its sabers and shrouded its deadly toys with dust covers, at least for now. There are those who are sincerely convinced that the neocons cabal responsible for the invasions of Afghanistan and Iraq are losing the argument while their head honcho, Vice President Dick Cheney, is losing his influence." Over the last minute legacy that the White House incumbent seeks. And this soft and rosy turnabout is all thanks to Miss Rice, Condoleezza Rice, who has morphed into from hawk into Mary Poppins almost overnight this day. Well, you know, as she concludes, the problem is those in La La Land dwelling souls thought that the Iranian president Ahmadinejad would release white doves and break into a Persian rendition of Kumbaya in response to these warm U.S. overtures. But they're sorely disappointed. The Iranian leader is savvy enough to recognize a scam when he sees one. Well, the U.S. is using this failure of the talks to ratchet up the rhetoric again, and they're going to continue. Debka.com says his insider sources are telling him that the U.S. has given them a six-week ultimatum, and if not, they're going to war just before the election.
And I fear that that's exactly what's going to happen. I don't think the average American has any idea what a war with Iran would result in. Most people say, oh, it's going to be a quick war, 10 days, it's over. But you never know how a war is going to end up once it gets started. That's what happened with World War One. It was just a little border clash between Serbia and Austria-Hungary. And of course, 4 years later, there were 21 million people dead. I wonder how many are going to die in this next exchange. And will there be nuclear? Certainly Pakistan will have nuclear weapons that they could even use against American cities. Well, Joe, we're out of time. God bless you for what you do. We'll look forward to talking to you early tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Stan.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. Pepperspray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. Pepperspray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Pepperspray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Pepperspray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself. Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. There are a couple of articles on the Internet this morning that I thought were interesting. One of them, of course, said that the Mountain House Foods, freeze-dried foods, was certainly didn't have any food available because, of course, the government had come in and bought it all up, and more or less in preparation for the coming shortage of food. And, of course, people who contacted Mountain House were told that really isn't true at all. I mean, certainly a government is buys from us, but not any large amounts. It's simply that we don't have any number 10 tin cans. Those are the large ones, about 6 or 8 inches high, you know, ordinarily buy. And they say it's just a shortage of cans, so we're not offering any number 10 tin cans at the present time. And there was a story that the Oregon freeze-dried company was saying exactly the same thing, that they did not have the cans, and that's why they weren't offering the things. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find a real shortage of food very, very soon. So if you have not yet ordered your freeze-dried food, and I will tell you that we're going to order it, our supplies, the ones that we're going to get this weekend. We already have some on hand, but we want to get some other things, things that would make life a little easier for us if there were a crisis. If you would like a catalog, if you'd like to get your order in, and I know thousands of you have the catalogs because we've sent them out, but of course we have to come back with the orders. Don't put it off. Our number is 1-800-544-8927 if you want the catalog. If you have the catalog, why, you call the same number and put your order in. Believe me, the prices are going up. In fact, they're changing the prices all the time on these foods because it's costing them more. Get your supplies in now. Do not put it off. Our telephone again is 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to get a Berkey water filter, and you should have one or possibly two on hand, and extra filters because you have to have water to survive. You need to lay in a supply of health care products, of vitamins and minerals, and of course those we offer are put out by certainly the largest and most dependable Christian medical supply company in the country, and as far as we're concerned, we're very, very pleased working with them. We can't even tell you their name, but you can look at our label and pretty well figure out who they are. But of course, if you'd like our catalog, our health catalog, we'd be glad to send you one. And we you need a supply of vitamins and minerals. And then if you need proprietary medicines, get your doctor to write your prescriptions so you can have a good supply on hand. Maybe you're taking Digitalis or diabetic medication or something of that sort that you need. Don't put it off, ladies and gentlemen, because, of course, we do not know when the attack is coming on Iran, but I have very little question it'll be sooner or later. That's a pretty nondescript remark, but I really believe that because I believe we're up against organized evil. Those of you who have not heard my discussion of civil enmities and why I think it's going to be a nuclear exchange and how our government has armed the Pakistani and the Muslim nations with nuclear weapons in preparation for the coming war, go to our website at radioliberty.com and read the civil enmities story. It's probably within the last year. And then realize, of course, the government is intentionally trying to cover up the fact that they have transferred the plans and the wherewithal to build the nuclear weapons to Pakistan and the other Muslim states. But we can't let the American people know that, can we? That's why they had to suppress Sybil Edmonds' information. And then, of course, remember, of course, we built up the Russians so that we could have an enemy. We built up Adolf Hitler so we could have an enemy. We financed Russia that financed North Vietnam, that financed the Viet Cong as they were killing our boys. And right now we're sending money over to those nice people over in Vietnam and those nice people in China. And suddenly the communist regimes all throughout the world. Who's keeping the communists in Burma in power? Why? And Chevron Oil Company? Chevron Oil Company is one of the major sources of economic monetary supply for Burma, as well as our good friends in communist China. If our government had any courage at all, they'd say to the Chinese communists, we're not coming to your Olympics. But what's our president going to do? He's going to go over there with hat in hand, wringing his hands, saying, oh, please, be good to us. We understand why you have to torture Christians and torture your people. We'll be back in just a moment, right here at Radio Liberty.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are...